Welcome to Tech Humanity, the weekly podcast where philosopher of technology Tony Kashani examines the intersection between technology and humanity. In the 21st century, the so-called digital age, ones and zeros tend to determine much of what we call reality. Do you ever question the nature of your reality? Do you ever wonder how new technologies, things like social media, apps for humanistic ideas, and so on, shape your consciousness? Will AI become an extension of our consciousness? Are we in charge of technology, or is technology in charge of us? Will singularity become a reality, and AI become the new creator, competing directly with the metaphysical God? These are some of the ideas and questions educator, author, cultural critic, and philosopher of technology, Dr. Tony Kashani, will examine in this episode and many more in the future. So please join us in Tech Humanity.
Hello, friends. I am your host, Tony Kashani, and welcome back to Tech Humanity. After a much-needed hiatus, I am excited to launch Season 2 of the podcast, diving even deeper into the intersection of technology and what it means to be human. Today, we are setting out on a journey, one that takes us deep into the fabric of time itself. Now, I know we've touched on this before in a previous episode, but this time I want to offer something different, a new twist, a fresh perspective, if you will, and most importantly, this is an invitation. In my past writings, lectures, and throughout this podcast series, I have shared some of my reflections on the concept of time. After a deep exploration, drawing on insights from quantum physicists, psychologists, philosophers, and historians, I have arrived at a perspective I'd like to offer here for your consideration. What if we need a new language to truly understand our relationship with time? Not just as a measure, but as a story, a human-made frame for something far stranger than we imagined. Time, after all, is one of our oldest concepts, but it's never been as solid or as stable as we believed. So I invite you to pause, reflect, and ask with me, what if our entire understanding of time is built on illusion? Let's begin. I'd like to begin with a dream, or perhaps a dream within a dream. I'd like to start by reading a short poem by American poet Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe lived in the 19th century. He was an American writer, poet, editor, and literary critic. And he's best known for his dark and imaginative tales of mystery and the macabre. Born in Boston and orphaned at a young age, Poe led a turbulent life marked by poverty, personal loss, and periods of intense creative brilliance. He's often credited with pioneering the modern detective story and influencing the evolution of science fiction and horror. His most famous works, The Raven, The Telltale Heart, The Fall of the House of Usher, blend gothic horror with deep psychological insight and a haunting musicality of language. Despite the shadows that followed him, Poe left an indelible mark on literature. His themes of dream, memory, and madness continue to resonate today, especially as we navigate the strange, shifting realities of our digital age. So let us begin. I will read you the short poem that Poe wrote in 1849. It is called A Dream Within a Dream. Take this kiss upon the brow, and imparting from you now, thus much let me avow, you're not wrong, who deem that my days have been a dream. Yet if hope has flown away in a night or in a day, in a vision or in none, is it therefore the less gone? All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hand grains of the golden sand. How few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep while I weep. Oh God, can I not grasp these sands with a tighter clasp? Oh God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream? All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. Poe's words capture the bittersweet truth of our existence. He imagined that everything, our hopes, our memories, our very perception, might be as fleeting as a dream. Even before the marvels of modern physics, Poe sensed that time was something elusive, something that slipped away no matter how tightly we tried to grasp it. Imagine, for a moment, standing on a stormy shore. You scoop up some golden sand, but before you know it, it disappears grain by grain, slipping through your fingers. That is the very image Poe gives us, a metaphor for the inexorable passage of time. Yet, his words also pose a question. Is our very experience of reality merely a dream? A transient illusion? Now, fast forward to our century, the digital age, and think about it. In our lives today, images and memories are archived in the blink of an eye, shared across platforms, lost as quickly as they are posted. Who are we? A collection of sometimes fading memories? The physicality of our existence combined with our minds? Are they two separate entities? Are they entities at all? Perhaps we, human beings, are simply processes, a series of events. How do we perceive our lived experiences? Is that what we call time? But these lived experiences can be living experiencing in the present, no matter what they occur or when they occur. No, in the digital age, the world of social media and emails, texts, Zoom meetings, replays of all things, prediction of future behavior vis-a-vis algorithms, on and on and on. We live in a constant state of now, a relentless, sometimes overwhelming cascade of information. In such a world, the past feels both at our fingertips and yet as distant as a faded photograph. The digital realm has compressed our experience of time. Moments are recycled, remixed, and reinterpreted on an endless loop. It's as if our lives have become a continuous, looping dream. But to truly understand the strange time we live in, we might turn to another visionary. That is Carlo Rovelli, the theoretical physicist behind the famous book, well, famous in certain circles, and the title of the book is The Order of Time. Carlo Rovelli is not just a physicist, but in my mind, he is a reimaginer of reality. He was born in Italy in 1956, and Rovelli today is one of the world's leading theoretical physicists, best known for co-developing loop quantum gravity. This is a radical theory that suggests space and time aren't continuous, but granular. Think of tiny, tiny particles, discrete, threaded together by invisible loops of energy. In this view, time doesn't flow like a river, it flickers, emerges, and vanishes in the relations between things. But Rovelli's brilliance, in my view, lies in his ability to make such profound science intimate. In his book, The Order of Time, he unravels our deeply held beliefs about time, that it's objective, linear, and constant, and shows instead that time is relational, local, and largely constructed by human perception. Think about it. Let that sink in. Time, a construct of our perception. What does that mean in our world of algorithms, archives, and infinite scroll? It means that time, like so much else in the digital age, is not what it seems. Rovelli's ideas offer a kind of intellectual lifeline. They give us permission to rethink the now, to question the permanence of memory, and to adopt a new language for a world where the past can be replayed and the future predicted in real time. This way of thinking isn't just for physicists. Adopting the perspective and new language, if you will, speaks to all of us, digital citizens caught between the ticking of the clock and the blinking of the feed. In his work, Rovelli challenges the idea of time as a fixed, absolute river that flows only one way. He argues that our classical notion of time, a clean past, a vibrant present, and a distant future, is a simplification born from our everyday experience rather than the underlying reality. Work with me. What if time is not something external that we simply march through? Rather, it's a complex network of events. The past isn't truly past. It exists as layers of memory and information. And if the future isn't a fixed destination, it's an array of possibilities constantly being reshaped by each moment. What we call now is simply the interplay of processes, an emergent property of the interactions that form our universe. Poe's poetic lament and Rovelli's scientific insights share a common thread. Time is a mystery. It's a fragile construct, a dream, if you will, that defies our simple, linear expectations. Now, consider this in the context of our digital lives. Every notification, every digital memory, every scrolling feed, these are the building blocks of our perceived reality. Well, what happens when the digital archives of our lives start to overlap our lived experiences? Our pasts are no longer distant or separate. They are stored, accessed, and even reconfigured online. Our present is continuously streamed, and our future is curated by algorithms predicting what might come next. In many ways, it's as if the boundaries between past, present, and future have blurred. Our digital age has collapsed these distinctions, merging our personal histories with the instantaneous now. Where we once remembered things as fixed moments in time, today they're vibrant, ever-changing, and sometimes even manipulated through filters and edits. Think about Poe and what he's asking with his short poem. He says in that poem, "Can I not hold them with a tighter clasp?" He grieves the loss of the tangible, fleeting moments, moments that disappear much like the sand in our grasp. And here, in our digital world, that sentiment resonates more deeply than ever. We archive and replay our memories, a selfie here, a video there, but do we really hold them? Or do we simply gaze at them, lost in a montage of our curated lives, wondering if they are real or just part of a grand digital dream? This brings us to the heart of our discussion. Do we need a new language, a new way of talking about time, to navigate this mystical digital landscape? Rovelli suggests that the old vocabulary seconds, minutes, hours, is a relic of a bygone era, not suited for the emergent, interconnected reality we inhabit today. I tend to agree with him. How about you? How does the philosopher in you see it? What if we started viewing time as a symphony? A series of notes where each moment is unique, but only gains meaning in relation to every other moment. Rather than fighting to recapture the past or dread the future, imagine embracing the dance of all these moments together. In this new lexicon of time, every notification, every tweet, every shared memory becomes part of a broader mosaic, one that's continuously evolving. When you delete an email, get past the Snapchat, view an Instagram post, and laugh a little, and move on, where do these experiences go? Do they become memories or remain part and parcel to an infinite number of dances in the now? Just as Poe's dream hints at layers of reality and illusion, our digital existence challenges us to reconsider what is real. When the past, present, and the future merge in the digital ether, what do we truly experience? Is it progress? Or is it a profound, endless echo of our desires? A dream within a dream? So here is what I invite you to do. Take a moment right now. Look around at your digital world. Ask yourself, am I living in a linear timeline, or am I caught in a beautifully chaotic loop of memories and moments? Consider Poe's melancholy plea as you scroll through your feed, and Rovelli's radical assertion that time is not fixed. Maybe, instead of battling the relentless passage of time, we learn to navigate its fluid, complex nature and find our own rhythm within the chaos. If all that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream, then perhaps the secret isn't to wake up, but to become lucid within that dream. To realize that every moment, every grain of golden sand is precious, precisely because it slips away, that's quite a realization. And to craft a language, a philosophy that honors the unpredictable beauty of our digital interconnected present. Think about it. Consider it. Thank you for joining me on this reflective journey. I hope this exploration inspires you to see time not as a relentless enemy, but as an enigmatic companion on your life's voyage. Until next time, stay curious, my friends, and keep dreaming.